Hey, this is W2P Entertainment reporter Jason Fraley, and we are being joined by
Molly Smith, artistic director, Arena Stage, Southwest Washington, the hottest area of the city.
Awesome. And I mean, you can't argue with that, you know, with the Wharf and then, of course, Nats Park not far away. I mean, yeah, it's really popping over there. But we're talking because Arena Stage, it reopened last month with Tony Stone, the baseball show. And now from October 8th through November 21st, the second show of this new season is called Celia and Fidel. It's a really cool premise, you know, historical, political tie-ins. Just hit them with the premise really quick.
Well, absolutely. The story of this is about Celia Sanchez, who was the mother of the revolution in Cuba. And it is about the fight that she has with Fidel Castro about the future of the country. And it is a knockdown, drag out in lots and lots of different ways, as you can only imagine it might be. And what I love about it is when we look at what's happening in Cuba right now, we are in the middle of another revolution, which happened because of a song called Patria y Vidas, which is country or life. Fidel used to say country or death. And the new revolution is about country or life. And the people there are not getting the medication they need in terms of COVID. They have no food. They have no fuel. We've had these embargoes on them for so many decades that the people are out on the streets fighting. And that's part of what happens in Celia and Fidel too. I don't want to give away the whole plot line here, but suffice it to say, it is about another revolution in the 70s.
Awesome. Now you said there, it's sort of a knockdown, drag out fight of two competing ideologies of the future of Cuba between Celia Sanchez and Fidel Castro. If you had to distill it down, what would those two competing visions be? You know, because that's sort of like the character work that these characters are doing in this play. But, you know, what would Celia's vision be versus Fidel's vision?
Fidel's vision is we're doing everything right. This is the revolution we wanted. We're giving everybody free medicine. We are supporting everyone through our socialist communistic beliefs. She would say, you are not giving people what they really need, which is their own personal freedom. And without that, people will always run away from Cuba.
Wow. So you have, and a reminder, this is set in 1980s Cuba. So at this point, Fidel, you know, there's been decades of, you know, of this new leadership. And so he's probably hardened in his ways and thinking everything's going well with the current way. And she's saying that there needs to be some personal freedoms there as well.
Absolutely. And she's also saying that exactly where the people are is where we were 20 years ago when we created the first revolution. So beware, Fidel. This is going to happen again.
Wow. Like basically you've become everything you've despised or, you know,
You got it. You've become the dictator that you despise.
Exactly. The very reason that you were trying to overthrow and start a revolution, that you've now become that and another revolution is coming.
That's exactly right.
Wow. Wow.
And you were not listening to the people. She was really thought of as the people's mother. She created the first ice cream shops. She created statues. She created big park areas for the people. She had a huge focus on children and on the ability to have great education for everybody. She also focused on health clinics. I mean, she was powerful for the Cuban people. And she has really inspired whole groups of female influencers today. Young women who are influencing the country through what they're putting out online on TikTok.
What did you say on TikTok?
So it's, you know, they've kind of taken her as you know, fuel for themselves in terms of being able to talk to the people about what needs to happen next.
Wow, that's just such a fascinating concept. And I know it's part of Arena's, it's what, your, it'll be the seventh power play. Explain what the power plays are about.
Yeah, great question. We have a whole program here called the Power Play Cycle. And the Power Play Cycle is 25 plays, one for each decade of American history. So starting in the 1776 and going through into the 2010s, I think we're going to have to add another one, 2020 now. So it ended up being 26. But anyway, we've already produced, this will be our seventh. We're producing another one this year, the eighth one called Change Agent. And this takes place in 1980. It's been really exciting. I mean, we've had projects like The Originalist, which was about Justice Scalia. We have had a project by Mary Catherine Nagel called Sovereignty that was really about the relationship between Cherokee people and Andrew Jackson. And it always ends up to be a piece of history that either people had no idea about it, or takes them into a piece of history and shows it to them in a whole different perspective.
It's such a great idea. And it's really cool that we're now in the seventh one and each one keeps, you know, enlightening us. Well, I know since we're a radio station, I love, you know, every time I talk to you, I love sort of if you could paint a visual picture for us of what we actually see during the show when we come to Arena Stage. So what exactly do we see? I guess your costume designer is coming up with some, you know, 1980s period Cuba costumes, or your set designer is recreating 1980s Havana. You know, what do we see?
Well, here's a cool thing. To get into the Kogod cradle this time, everybody needs to go in the walk around. And we have a big walk around where you almost forget the images of the lobby. And in it, there are huge photographs of Celia, huge photographs of Fidel. We're hearing speeches, we're hearing music, we're hearing the sound of Havana at that time period. And then we come into the space and we're knocked out because we are in the middle of Fidel's brain, which was his office. Mm. And his office has bookcases that go 15 feet in the air, 20 feet in the air.
Wow.
Filled with books. It's the brain center of Cuba.
Wow. That's a really creative way to do it. Cool. And then, I guess the other final piece is, the cast. Who's playing Celia and who's playing Fidel, and what, you know, what makes them so great?
Yeah. Andy Mendez is playing Fidel. He is a dead ringer for Fidel because, of course, he's Cuban, and, his, background, takes him to be able to play somebody like Fidel. And since the pandemic started, when he was on stage before, he had a beard, but now his beard is all the way down to his waist. he is superb in the role. Celia is played by a wonderful local artist, Marian Licha. And she's just exquisite as Celia. She's classy, she's fiery, she's full of power. Heather Velasquez is playing Consuelo, who is a young assistant for Fidel and someone who wants to step in the shoes of Celia. And Liam Torres is playing Manolo, and Manolo is somebody who left Cuba after the revolution because he hated what Fidel was doing, moved to Miami, and of course, you know, the relationship between Miami and Cuba is hot because there are so many emigres from Cuba there. And he is trying to build the relationship between President Carter, his administration, and Cuba to be able to open up the embargo.
Gotcha. Wow, it's a bunch of fascinating supporting characters there as well. Great. Well, Celia and Fidel sounds like a really powerful one. Anything else you want to say in closing? You know, why should our listeners turn? They maybe they think they know the story of Cuba, but why should they come see it and see the real story here?
Because the same thing that's happening now that people are reading about in their newspapers was happening in the 80s. So they can see this as an antecedent to what was happening then when the people revolted.
Awesome. Well, again, everyone, it is Celia and Fidel from October 8th through November 21st at Arena Stage. Molly Smith, thanks so much.
Great to talk to you, Jason.